is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com. Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back, Shelley.
Thanks, Nicole. It's good to be back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Medium Shelley Saunders Show. I am so excited because we have a special guest today. Her name is Kelly Brickell, and I actually met Kelly at the Kobe Rebel Spirit Center, where we both volunteered together to deliver mediumship readings. So let me share about her so we can bring her onto the line. So Kelly Brickell is a psychic medium, healer, numerologist, and author and teacher. Her passions are learning about the soul and energy, whether it's through spirit, emotion, or vibrational numbers. There is always a pathway of information waiting to help. So welcome, Kelly, to the show.
Hello, Shelley. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's great to be on.
I'm so happy that you said yes. And, you know, and one thing that I want to add for everyone that that Kelly is absolutely a phenomenal reader. So, like, when we volunteered together, it was just like, wow, the information that came through. So I'm just super excited to have you on the call with us today.
Oh, Shelley, thank you so much. I mean, you were rocking it when I was watching you. I was impressed by you.
Well, I guess it comes to our training, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But for our audience that may not know you, just tell us about yourself.
Sure. So I'm very passionate about what I do. I love tuning into energy, understanding energy, and teaching people how to do the same, whether it's with their own intuition and just learning more about who they are from a life sense, an understanding sense of their soul, or even further, if they want to actually tap into their gifts and learn how to use that within their own life on an everyday basis or even on a professional basis. So I love to teach, and I do mediumship readings, psychic, and numerology, as well as I do chakra balancing and Reiki. And I just like to share spiritual wisdom when I can. I'm just kind of excited about the potential of the human spirit on Earth and what that means and how that's evolving and how to look deeper.
Oh, that's awesome. So, you know, how is learning so many modalities, how does that actually help with your clients?
I think it gives me a multifaceted perspective, that's for sure. It lets me look out for things. For instance, something that I do is I mentor and I teach. And sometimes people have, like, a lot of nervousness. Sometimes people, like, lack confidence. Sometimes people are just having a hard time, like, when they come into the work. And having a diverse background really helps me kind of understand how they're feeling and where they're coming from, like, from a psychic perspective, sure, or, like, from a guidance perspective. You know, I might have a message drop in about, like, what's going on with them, or even, like, my gosh, I haven't even gone into it, but I'm certified in NLP, too, and so that helps me a lot with, like, just knowing what's going on with my students. But in certain modalities, like, when you're reading and healing, you kind of, you let certain skills that you have fall away because you have to use different parts of your brain. So, I have a chance to be well-rounded, but, you know, I just give it my all each time. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I love that you mentioned that you do the chakra balancing, and I can see how that goes with if someone has nervousness or they're lacking confidence. So that could be really helpful maybe if someone wants a promotion at work, but maybe they're afraid to ask for it, or maybe they don't feel so secure as, you know, standing up for themselves or just being their own true self. So I love that you do that, because sometimes when we think about the work, we think about it as if someone's going to train to be a psychic, a medium, or a healer. But you can also help people maybe who are not on that path, who just maybe want help in a relationship or help with work. So I like that you do that, because it really stretches and it helps a lot more people. So can you just talk maybe just a little bit more about that as far as the chakra balancing and how that helps people?
Sure. So chakra balancing in general, I kind of like to talk about what it can mean, because everybody has different forms of how they utilize chakra balancing. And when you go to like a healer who's a professional at it, they've picked certain ways where they're, you know, more in tune with working with a certain chakra sometimes, or they have certain modalities that enhance their work. Like, they're sound healers, and that is chakra balancing when you're working at the body and opening up areas of the body. There's people who work with crystals to open up chakras. There's people that put another person into a deep trance or meditation through shamanism, even, to open up the chakras, or even like meridian lines in the body to just open up energy. But for, I guess, the most part, what you see is the healer has background knowledge about the body and about the energy system and what energy areas represent. And so if they notice that you're blocked in a certain, we're all blocked in areas. No one's like 100% flow, right? We all have stuff within our life that causes stress, and it goes back to something far beyond yesterday, usually why we have stresses. And so healers who know about certain areas of the body can talk about someone's energy. You know, when they're observing, they understand, okay, I understand there's a connection, like, you know, the blockages in the heart, but that connection is actually connected to the stomach, or that connection is connected to the throat. And so a heart blockage connected to the stomach, you know, that might be where the source of the lack of confidence is, because the solar plexus is all about self-esteem, self-worth. It's about the individual will versus the group. And if that wasn't active and that was always overrun, they could never feel like themselves, or they could never feel sometimes authentic. And that can really mess up the heart and put you in situations that would really cause sadness or even anger. Or when you have a blockage, let's say, in the heart connected to the throat, sometimes that is somebody holding back what they have to say on an everyday basis. Maybe they know what they stand for. Maybe they have very clear ideas, but they say nothing because they just don't want conflict, right? But they know who they are, and they don't put themselves in a lot of situations where they're uncomfortable environments. They just happen to be in certain places, and they choose to say nothing, or they just downplay themselves, even though they're strangely comfortable with themselves. So you have all these variations and complexities of why somebody would be holding back their energy. So those are very, like, simple, let's say, examples. Like, life is, I think, a little bit more complex than are we uncomfortable in this situation versus that situation? Are we angry? Are we sad? Right? And I go on and on. But what happens is there are certain areas observed, and the energy is guided to open up. It's guided to open up with vibration. It's guided to open up with merging with spirit to help assist the session. But energies are combined greater than oneself to facilitate a connection back to source to help balance energy.
Yeah, you know what I think is really interesting that you said that, that, you know, like, some people don't want to open up because of conflict. And a lot of times we as empaths, or someone that's highly sensitive, we will hold back, we will keep our mouth closed in order to keep the peace. And so I can see how that could bring your throat chakra out of balance, or like your third eye or your heart chakra. I can see how that would stop everything. And I think it's really interesting that when you were talking that you mentioned stomach and throat, because those have been two of my top issues, because my throat chakra was shut down at the age of spirit and my family didn't accept it. So I had to shut that down and not be myself. So you talked about not being your authentic self, right? And then, like, whenever it's time for me to speak up or talk about spirit, I would have stomach issues to where acid would come up to my throat chakra and kind of stop that. And then my sinus would drain down to my throat chakra. So I, like, really had to do some work there in order to get that opening up. So I 100% with you, because I am living proof of what it's like to be out of balance and not being able to walk in your authentic truth.
Absolutely. There's a feeling, right? When we are going through it, sometimes we don't know it's happening, but the more we start looking at the issue and the more we start understanding about ourselves, and we kind of meet this precipice of, I want to be a different kind of person than I am right now. And you start looking at, you know, what do I need to do to go forward? You start becoming very aware of your energy with what's holding you back. And sometimes it's a thought thing, sometimes it's emotion thing. And when you're feeling energy, you're feeling where those thoughts and their emotions sit within the body. Like, you
absolutely
actually have, you have that relationship when you start to get to the energy of it. And then,
that makes so much sense.
You understand how real it is, and you understand how it can move and shift and release too, because if you know it's there and it almost feels like, you know, this massive ball of energy, whatever consistency it is, because it does have consistencies, like energy can be staticky, it can be dense, it can be cold, it can almost have a pull to it, you know, it can be magnetic, it can be repelling. It's just, I've had energy feel like hair before, which is really perplexing to me. I still can't figure that one out. But there's so many different things that energy is representative of within the story of who we are. And if you can start to have a conscious relationship, an even tangible relationship with it, you can actually start to be a healer and move energy. There's many ways to be a healer, but that, you know, energetic healer, that's what I'm going to say.
Right. Oh, that's amazing. You know, so here's the thing. So my family wasn't supportive of my abilities. So is your family supportive of you being a psychic, a medium, a healer? Like, how does your family accept what you do?
Yeah, my immediate family, so like my mom and my dad, they're supportive. You know, when I started this journey, they weren't discouraging. They were a little bit confused, I think. They were like, well, we never saw you have really much interest in this when you were a kid, right? So it's interesting that it's something that's developing in you as like a teenager, because that's around the time when I started getting really in touch with meditation and spirituality when I was like around 15. And it just like kept evolving from there, and I just would read books and I would study things and I would have certain experiences of my own, but I would just like always dismiss them. So I grew up in a very practical household. So I just think that there was always kind of an explanation to things unless it was like pretty fantastical. So, you know, I didn't really have an upbringing that really kind of had perspective regarding this work, but they are very supportive. They don't always understand things, you know, that's okay. But they are very supportive, and the rest of my family, like surrounding my immediate family, I don't know. I think I have like one cousin that I'm currently in touch with, and she's very supportive, and I really appreciate her, you know. But I don't really talk about it much with the rest of my family. They just they're not interested, or there's certain belief systems where, you know, they would feel uncomfortable talking about things like that, and that's just being honest, you know.
Right. I get that. So, like, talking about training, like, where did you train? Like, the type of classes that you've taken or certifications?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I've definitely dabbled in a lot over the years. I like learning things a lot. I really do. The world that really opened me up to starting to train was this conference called Celebrate Your Life. And so they would have speakers come from around the United States or even the world, and they would be spiritual teachers, or there would be psychologists or even doctors offering like this new progressive or energetic perspective to the body. Or, you know, what's capable within the human psyche. So it's like all these very pioneer, innovator, leaders of thought would come to this conference. And some of the people, I had read their books, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And the conference provided workshops where, you know, you could do breakouts and you could be interactive with some of the teachers or talk to them or just, you know, dive in deeper to what they were, you know, teaching from their books. So that is when I was like, oh, my gosh, this is awesome. This environment is awesome. There's actually stuff like that out there, out here. I want to do more. So then I reached out to see if there's any mentorship or classes through one of the teachers at Celebrate Your Life, and his name was Michael Tamora. And he's still teaching. He's, like, in the California area, and he still teaches, and he like channels information, and he teaches you how you can view and observe your own energy and to like have in-depth thoughts about topics that he brings up that you're meditating the whole time. So you're not only are you listening to him, and he's guiding and facilitating everyone sharing in this massive meditation, but you're actually actively, and he teaches you actively how to look at how your energy is being expressed when he brings up the subject. And it's actually very beautiful and helpful. And I could talk a lot, but for Michael, I started then looking for other classes out there, and I was getting certified in Reiki around that time. And then I found out Lisa Williams was teaching a class, and she was doing a mediumship class. And so I applied for that, and I was just like praying that I'd get in, because I didn't know if I was going to get in at the time. It was like a newer class, and they were like screening a lot of people for it. It's a story. And I got in, and I was really lucky. And I had 5 days with Lisa Williams, and that kind of just, that broke me open. I was like, wow, like this stuff is real, and it's not in my head, because I was having real bona fide experiences, but I'd always try to have like a logical explanation. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just how, yeah, I was like, I would always leave room for possibility. Okay, this could be real if it was bona fide enough, right? But I was just so particular, and I wasn't even trying to be evidence-based, but that's all my head could do, right? And, yeah, so I just started doing all these practice readings, and I just started learning things about other people and myself, and I was just like, wow, this is not only kind of a thing, this is a thing. Like, this is absolutely 100% real, and I'm actually having experiences where I know that there's accuracy, and I know that there's feedback, and this is not just in my head, this is absolutely real. And so from that, I just took more classes with Lisa, and I was so happy, you know, I was so happy to learn what I was learning and just to keep going. And then I became a teacher in her school. And yeah, after like a couple years of studying under her, I think it was like, gosh, so it was like 5 years after studying with her, I became a teacher with her for her school. So I'm still doing that now. And then along the way, I've studied with so many different other people from different angles. But I could talk your ear off, Shelley, as I'm doing now.
Well, you know, I think it's awesome that you were able to follow the guidance, to follow your curiosity. And I think it's really interesting because a lot of times people think that when you're a medium or you do psychic readings that you're totally 100% woo-woo and you're like your heads are in the clouds, but you can do this and be practical and be grounded. Like you can have the left brain and the right brain working. So I think that kind of throws some time. So like for our newbies, maybe someone's getting a nudge to maybe start going in a direction as a psychic, a medium, or a healer. Like what advice would you give someone that want to start doing that type of training?
Oh yeah, that's a great question. Everyone's so different, and so everyone's going to have different needs. So I kind of encourage two things. One, play around with different modalities. Play around with, of course, connecting to spirit and having that relationship with yourself, having the relationship with your energy. You need that regarding, you know, what ever you're going to do, you need the connection to yourself. So that's really, really important. But dabble, like if you want in astrology, dabble in numerology, dabble in psychic, dabble in giving a mediumship reading. Just see what it's like because there's so many different ways to understand energy and you might get really excited by one of them. Everyone's so different with what their passions are and their abilities are. So I implore people to sample. I also implore when you find a teacher or if you like somebody that you have trust in, you know, how can I put it? If they say, hey, try this exercise, or if they are inviting you to do something you've never done before and you're scared and you're not sure, just know that it's going to be okay. If you trust the teacher, know that it's going to be okay and just, you know, try the exercise and put yourself out there because, my goodness, you might surprise yourself. And most times students do surprise themselves. I think something that I run into with a lot of newer students is they back away from exercises they don't feel comfortable with. And you should never push someone to be uncomfortable, but there is a point where it's okay with being uncomfortable, you know, while you're doing it. So, like, I'll never push someone to be like, you have to get over, you know, your uncomfortability. I'm going to push you 100%. I'm never going to make someone terrified. But I'll talk about, hey, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Like, it's, you know, you're going to push past your fear. You're going to, like, open this next part of yourself. And I do try to encourage. And just to let people know that that's part of the process. Like, you know, Shelley, I think that you could talk about this too. A lot of people stop themselves from developing because they might be uncomfortable with an exercise. And it's not because it's scary to them because it's a spirit-based exercise. It's because it's scary to them because they're afraid they're going to fail and they don't know how to do it.
Yes, yes. And I can't speak to that because I have to say, in the beginning, mediumship for me was physically painful. And it was painful because I was so uncomfortable standing up in front of a group of people, all eyes on me, bringing through a loved one on the other side. Like, my mind was really messing with me, but I knew that I had to work through it. And eventually, as I worked through it, I got more relaxed, more comfortable, started having fun with it, and then the energy just began to flow. So it is awkward in the beginning, absolutely. But, you know, if you stick with it, you get that outcome. You get the prize at the end.
Absolutely, yeah. That's a beautiful word. It is awkward in the beginning. It's like, you know, we're finding our way. We're finding our training wheels. I know that sounds so funny, but really, like, the majority of people that come into this work, I would say, they've never been taught how to use their abilities. And some of them are not even sure what abilities they have. So it's like, it's a lot of sampling. It's a lot of just trying things. It's a lot of trial and error, right? And you will be wobbly, and that's okay. Like, I was terrified. I can understand with you, like, Shelly, I was, like, terrified the first time I did platform. I didn't even really know what it was, and they're like, we're doing a platform exercise. And I just remember that I was just so terrified, and all I could tell myself was, like, okay, all right. Remember that time where life was so horrible, but you reached up to God, and he was, like, your one saving grace? You need to get into that mode right now, because every other feeling and sensation in my body was just terror and fear, not because I was afraid of communicating with spirit. It was because I just thought I was going to bomb in front of, like, a bunch of people.
Yeah, I get it.
I was like, what am I going to say? Like, I'm here to practice. I don't know what's happening. Like, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. I'm here to practice. But the funny thing is, that's what practice is. We're all in the same boat. You know, people are very compassionate, I would say, for the large majority, if they're in a session with you, a class with you, they're to do the same thing as you. They're in the same boat.
Exactly. So switching gears for a moment, because you're going to be doing some mini numerology readings, and I'm really excited about it. But before we get into the readings, what is numerology?
Sure, yeah, great question. So numerology is a modality to read energy. And there's different types of numerology in the world. There's Pythagorean numerology, which is a type of Western numerology. That's the one that I use. There's also Chinese numerology. There's Vedic numerology. There's Kabbalic numerology. There's even different forms of Eastern numerology. I don't specialize in the others. I'm aware of them. And sometimes, you know, there's just a sprinkling on the internet and you're like, oh, wow, that's a variation, right? That's different than what I have seen before. Or you talk to someone else around the world who has interest in numerology, and they'll show you a different way to do it. And it will be kind of like an expansion off another system. Like, for instance, I met someone who came from Russia. I don't know at what point in their life they came to the United States, but they always had interest in numerology, and they started showing me the type of numerology that they did, and it was actually quite close to Chinese numerology. It kind of makes sense because China is close to Russia, right? But I want to encourage within you that there might be another avenue where you come into numerology, right? And as long as you're getting accuracy, as long as you're getting information and it works for you, then great. That is using a system of numbers to decode energy, okay? So I always like to say that and honor different systems. It's in some ways similar to astrology. They're very different, but like, for instance, astrology, you have your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising sign. And numerology, those numbers are going to decode certain information. Like, your sun sign is like your life path number. Your attitude number is like your rising number, right? So there's certain crossovers where you could go, oh, that's how she does that, and that's how she gains information. So I'm just looking for information through laws of numbers, and that helps me learn more about you. And you'd be surprised how one number in one placement can showcase so much about one person. And if another person shares that same number and placement as you, you have actually a lot in common. So numbers highlight energy beautifully, especially with personality and interests. It's mind-boggling. Honestly, when I got into it, I was like, okay, let's just dive in and see if this is even accurate at all. And I just started seeing so many consistencies that I was like, okay, I have interest in this. You know, if there's enough where it has my interest, and it still does to this day, so... yeah, I could talk a lot about it, but I hope that makes sense for some.
It does. And then the last question I'm going to ask before we open up the phone lines is, how does numerology reveal someone's path? Like, how can that help them?
Oh, did you say how does numerology reveal someone's path? Did you say?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool. Sure. So you could do one of two ways. So the most traditional way to look at somebody's past would be to look at their overall chart, because with the mini readings, you get like a hit of their energy, and sometimes by seeing certain energy, you know certain themes and certain lessons they would have to go through, so you will reference the past as well as the future, because you're like, wow, this is your life path, so you've had to deal with this to get this, right? And it's actually quite similar from one person to the next with certain themes. When you're really diving in deep, you're looking at someone's overall chart, and charts can be very complicated depending on what the individual is looking for, because someone might ask a question about a certain portion of their life, and what you would do is you would look into what their name was at that time, because, you know, they could have been married, they could have had a different name, they could have changed their name, right? You look into what that date or what that year meant within their actual core chart. So every day, every week, every month, everyone is in harmony or in conflict with a certain set of numbers. So there's world numbers that are going on, and that universal energy affects our individual energy. There's this... From day to day, there's just vibration all around us. So you can go to specific dates and go, okay, this was a hard day for you. This was an easy day for you. This was an easy year. This was a hard year. And you look in relation to their chart on if that makes sense.
Absolutely. It does. So I say let's go ahead and we're going to open up the lines and let's get some mini readings going. So, Kelly, what do people need to give you in order to get a mini reading?
Yeah, great question. So, like with the mini readings, I will be taking your birth date. So that is your month, your date, and your year. And, just let me know what it is. And if you have a specific question, you can ask that too. Just give me your birth date, because that's going to just let me know about your energy. Make sure you give me your year too. I don't need it, but it helps more.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to also jump in, and then like as you give information, then whatever information I get, I'm going to also give it. So the call-in number is 646-595-4274. And again, at 646-595-4274. So, Nicole, do we have anyone that's ready for a mini reading?
We sure do. Let's go to 845 first. 845, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
What's your first
hello.
Name?
Hi, my name is Maria. Yeah, I call from New York. You give me a message on the other side, please.
Maria, what's your question?
Message, my husband is dead, and you give a message to talk with the people on the other side.
Oh, she wants to talk to people on the other side. Did you say your son is passed, Maria?
Yes, yes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
My husband.
Your husband. Is you saying your husband?
Right. Right.
A husband.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Maria, I think I already brought your husband in when you called in the last time.
Oh, yeah?
I believe that I brought him in for you before.
My father?
Yeah, we want to give someone else a chance to call in because I do remember talking to you before, but we do want to give other people a chance also. Okay.
But hold
on to the line because if we have more time, then we'll bring them in. But we just want to give other people a chance that haven't had a reading before. Okay.
All right.
Great. Okay. Stand by. All right. Let's go to. Plus, we're doing the numerology reading first. So let's go 910. 910. You're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Evelyn, North Carolina, and my birth date's 7/17/71.
7/17/71. Oh gosh, that's a lot of sevens and ones. Okay, so I'm just doing the math over here. Yep, and then personal days. Okay, so what I'm seeing within your energy is that you're a personal day eight. So there's a seriousness about you when people first meet you. That doesn't mean that's who you are as a person, but a personal day energy is like that first hit of what somebody would feel and gather from us. And then the more they talk to us, the more they know about us, the rest of our energy opens up. So you being an attitude six, you're a very hard worker. You put your all into projects. You go above and beyond. And since you're like that within your work and you're like that within your relationships and within your family, all you want is a thank you because you're a type of person that will give more and beyond. So very generous person, very hard worker. You're in a cycle of six as well. And so a cycle of six is always a theme of reevaluating the family and reevaluating your friends even. It's about taking into account what's closest to you within relationships and how you define a family and making certain decisions where you say goodbye to some people that don't resonate with you anymore because, you know, you've matured, you've grown, and you take into account, like, what's really good around you, what's positive, what's helpful. So it's really redefining personal relationships for health. That's something that also comes into play, so that word health. So this year, just really take into account of taking care of yourself and making decisions that are good for your mental and emotional health because there's going to be themes that are going to be keep coming around for that. Then your life path is you're six as well. Oh my gosh, you have a lot of six energy this year. Goodness me, my. That's a good thing though. Anytime someone has an attitude and anytime someone has an attitude and their life path number, it's kind of like a what you see is what you get person. Like, you don't put up odd. You are who you are. And, again, like, people have to, like, love you or hate you. You're like, this is who I am. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, again, you're really kind and really generous, but you draw the line in the sand. And you're very protective over people that you love, too. Can you understand this, too, as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And so this year is a very good year for you, though. This year is a very transformative year, and it will involve a lot of, like, love and you deepening trust within yourself. Anytime someone's in a cycle that's the same as their life path number, it's a very good year. It's a very prosperous year. Things go better in your favor. So can you, I guess, also validate that last year was a little bit kind of crazy all over the place, and this year it's a little bit more grounded and easier, and it's a nicer year. Can you, like, the feeling of the years, if you can. Can you understand that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, excellent. And it's honestly, it's because of how energy cycles. In a 5 year, that's last year for you, it's trickier energy. It really is. Do you have a specific question regarding your energy, or like Shelly, if you want to vibe as well, just let us know and we'll go into your question.
I don't know if you guys do health, but I got some health thing going on, and I'm just ping-ponging between doctors, and I'm scheduled for an ultrasound. I don't know if you guys do medical, or if you can pick up on anything as far as, like, blocked energy, maybe?
As far as blocked energy, did you say?
Yeah, or anything that could be contributing on the abdominal pain I'm feeling.
Right. Yeah, so I will say, I'll just say what I'm picking up. I'm not a medical doctor. I'll just let you know
what I'm
observing. And so I know energetically from one sense that as you being in a sick cycle, when we talk about the importance of health, the importance of being paying attention to yourself, if you're on top of being medically, if you're on top of listening to your body and not letting, like, let's say things drag out, because in the past you kind of would be like, oh, something's bothering me, but, you know, you trek on, right? In the past you kind of just trek on even if something would bother you. And this is all about listening to your body. This year it's actually in your favor that if you look into it, put perspective on it, and really do what you need to do that's good for you, you're going to have a lot of healing come forth from it. It's actually, and I'll say that because in numerology, a cycle six kind of prepares you to look at yourself and, like, see warning signs. For people who don't take care of their body and see the warning signs, in a cycle eight, things can actually get way worse. And so you're actually looking at, you know, yourself and taking care of things already in this cycle. So that's a very good sign. Can you validate too that, like, the pain is on your left side?
No, it's all on the right.
It's all on the right. Okay. See, I get, like, mirror image reverses. I'll always try to, like, see if I can pick up on it. And if I don't, that's okay.
And let me just jump in for a second. The word that I got for you is also misunderstood. So does that make sense to you that people often misunderstand you or misunderstand the way that you communicate or take things the wrong way?
Yes.
Okay. Because what I get part of the abdominal issue is you swallowing your words a lot, you holding back because you just don't feel like getting into it with someone. Because sometimes when you talk to people, it's like a brick wall, and, like, once they're right, and they can't quite hear you. And so I get that that's a frustration, and it's kind of coming out in the physical. Like, it started energetically, and then now it's coming mm-hmm. out in the physical, if that makes sense. So I do
yes.
feel like you will get better. I feel it will be resolved. But what I'm getting is, like, spirit is giving me, it's like pulling the words out of my mouth, like to stand up and to speak up. Like, this is what that sixth energy, it's about family, but it's also about you taking care of yourself, you speaking up, and then letting toxic people go. Because it's like you're trying to keep the peace and trying to hold everyone together, and not everybody wants to be held together. So it's time to let people go who are not matching you and who are not for your best and highest good, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting around that. And it's like it's like as soon as you start talking, it's like you're going to start burping and starting to release some of that energy that you've been swallowing whole is what I'm getting. Like you've been so frustrated. I even feel like that maybe you've been getting tension headaches. Does that make sense for you, that your head's been hurting?
Recently, but I just thought it was more weather-related.
All the distresses in the body. Can you understand
that?
To the kind of play off of what Shelley says, because I'm getting this connection of kind of where stress is lying within the body. And she said a lot of beautiful things. So can you understand that you get a lot of stress and tension in your shoulders? Like your shoulders by your neck are usually very tight.
Yeah, also on the right side.
Yeah, it seems like that whole right side can light up. Like you'll even get like your like knee and like parts of your legs. Can you understand that too?
What did you say about parts of my legs?
Your knee and parts of your leg might be stiff on your right side. It's like that right side lights up.
Ironically, it's my left knee.
Your left knee.
But
okay, well.
It's my left knee, yeah.
Darn sides. I'm seeing things
that
in your
whole
body.
That whole mirror thing. It's like you got to flip it, Kelly. You got to flip the mirror.
I'm trying to flip it in my mind. I'm like, I'm over-flipping it, apparently. Jeez. So I'm just aware of, like, the tension that Shelley was talking about in the head that's recently surfacing is connected to the shoulders, is connected to the neck. Because the shoulders have been going for some time. And it could be weather that, yes, is influencing things, but the reason why the headaches are surfacing now is because of the stress and tension. And it's regarding what Shelley was referencing to with the group energy and, you know, eliminating the toxicity. And, you know, you're a very loyal person, so you're trying to make good decisions. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to be loyal to yourself first and make a decision for yourself first. And that's what we're going to follow that. People will acknowledge and understand why you did it. Why you said what you said. Why you had it.
So let's see.
I'm sorry, my son.
That's okay. So we just want to make sure that we can maybe get to another person. So I hope that information helps for you.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in. You can just let us know how it goes. That's much more quiet. Okay, let's go next to 917. 917, your next date of five, you're in the rings. 917, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Yes, my name is Stacy. I'm calling from New York.
Hi,
and my birthday is hi. My birthday is 9/23/1967.
Hi, Stacy. Hello, Stacy. Hi. I'm just pulling up your numbers. Wow, Stacy. So you have a lot of mental energy, and that mental energy is connected to you always going, doing. So you're someone who doesn't sit still for very long. Can you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And you need to constantly make sure you're not bored, because Lord forbid you being bored. You know, you're always itching to do something. Your life path, I want to highlight this too, you're a one. So the theme of your life is to go your own way, do your own thing, and not listening to other people if you know within your heart that you need to be doing something. Well, life path one is about bringing unique ideas and bringing out unique gifts into the world. You can hand those off to somebody who will create those gifts, or you can help facilitate in making sure they come to light yourself. One is about leadership of thought, Okay, so you not only are always doing something, but you have a really creative mind, and you have a really good mind for business. I really think like you could honestly, like you could size up any business and be like, well, have you ever tried this? Or have you ever thought about that? Or maybe you could do things like this. Do you understand how your mind works like that?
Yes. Right now, I am a school teacher.
And you have all these different creative solutions with staff, creative solutions with kids. And, you know, you'll speak your mind and you'll say something if you feel like there's a problem. And you'll give a solution, and some people will take it, and some people won't take it. Can you understand that, too, as well?
Yes.
Yeah. And so just to give you encouragement in using your voice and encouragement of how you are coming from this good place to help people, and just to remind people that you're coming from a compassionate place, and to I just want to invite you to share your thoughts in all platforms, because you have really, really good thoughts. It's like you channel things, and people aren't doing it. So that's why you have to speak. You're in a cycle two right now. So a cycle two is a more emotional time. It's a more emotional year. So that means that you might find yourself kind of crying more this year. That's not fun to talk about. But things are just a little bit more frustrating. And what happens is, especially because you have a bunch of fives and twos don't really go together. So a five wants to just get things done, and a two wants to sit down, think about their emotions, think about their life, think about how they feel, and it will slow down that five energy. So just know that you just have to do some emotional cataloging. You just have to do some perspective and healing on the past. It's actually a really good time to go to a healer or to get therapy, and just to have some aha moments. And those aha moments can help lead you back into, being even stronger and being even, faster than your normal self. Okay? Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is
thank you.
You're welcome. It's just going to be a more emotional year, and don't beat yourself up over it. It's just rising to the surface to be dealt with.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's okay to feel the freedom, because with you, the word that I got is freedom, that you really enjoy doing things your way. So I'm really hearing Frank Sinatra in my head as far as my way. So I get that you get bored and that people do things traditional, and you're like, oh, my God, you guys are so slow. Can we just do something different? So that's what I really get with you. So it's like really enjoy that freedom, run with the creativity, and do things your way, because you are definitely a natural leader. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey.
I think so, too. I'm seeing like a superhero cape on her. I don't usually see that around people, but when I'm feeling what that superhero cape means, too, it's like wanting to be a champion for people. Can you understand that you've been wanting to do more, Stacey?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and it's everything that Shelley's saying and that we're saying. It's like use your voice, like align yourself with people who are already getting their message out there, because it will teach you how to get your message out there. It will teach you how to get your passion out there. Align yourself with good people where you go, wow, you're doing it. I want to learn how you do it, because I want to do that too. That's the energy that you need to be in, okay? I'm giving you that message, because you got that energy to help people do what you do.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Nicole, do we have time for one quick one, or are we
out of time? Well, there's more callers, but why not? One super quick one. Let's do one super quick.
Okay. So, Kelly, this is a super quick one.
Okay.
All right. I'll
guess 805 was next. 805, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Miley from Ventura.
What's your name? Is that
yeah.
Miley.
From Ventura.
Oh, I think I know Miley. Is this the Miley that I know?
Yes, this is a Miley you know.
Yay, okay. All right, give us your birthday so Kelly can help you out.
11-11-1960.
Ooh, cool 11. 11-11-1960, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just doing your numbers. Okay, then you're in a cycle. Okay. So very cool. So Miley, you are a life path two, and when someone's a life path two, and you're an attitude four, and your personality two. I'm actually looking at the bigger picture as I'm like reading your numbers. I'm like, oh yeah, we really have to talk about this. So anytime someone has a lot of twos in their chart, or even a four, because four energy is actually quite similar to two energy, life is always going to be about finding a better balance for you. Because people who have numbers similar to you, they need a little bit more sleep. They need to make sure their nutrition is on par. The equilibrium in their body can get out of whack more easily than your average person. Can you understand that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so what happens with some of these numbers is that you are absorbing energy from other people, and you are aware of energy within environments and spaces very naturally. So you actually have a lot of real natural psychic numbers. Some people have mediumship numbers. Some people have psychic numbers more so. It doesn't mean that they can't do either one or the other. It just showcases like, wow, you actually could read psychic energy really easily, and I just want to give that to you. And I just want to just encourage you that, you know, you'll always have to kind of refine things. You'll always have to change things within your schedule to find an even better schedule, because your energy is always changing based on what you're learning about people around you. And so this is great because you will change and evolve faster than the average person. It's just your body has to keep up with your consciousness. Can you understand that?
Yes. Yes, completely.
Yeah. So you're getting these beautiful thoughts of enlightenment. You're getting these beautiful thoughts of, oh, gosh, there's a better way. Or you really know naturally how to help people. You're very in tune to people. So just know that your body has to just keep up and to give really extra care with your body and invest and even spend money on things that will help your body because you need the extra fuel. And that's what I'm going to say, Shelley, because I gotta do a speed reading.
Well, Miley, the part that I get for you is journaling. So I get that you get a lot of information, like downloads, and it's just important to write it down because a lot of it helps you, and then that information is also going to help other people. So just keep a journal by your bed as you start to get downloads, okay?
Okay. I find I'm slacking off on parts of that because sometimes I'm so
okay.
Or drained that I can't even open my eyes.
Well, that's why you called in. Yes. So, Miley, I'm so happy that you were able to get through. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're like at the end of our time, but yay, I'm so glad you got through. So, Kelly, you're welcome. Kelly, tell people how they can find you.
Absolutely. So people can come find me on the website, energeticsessions.com. I'm on major platforms under Kelly Brickle. I have a show as well that I'd love to have you on, Shelley, as well with. And it's called The Psychic Hour, so you can hear me talk about topics and interview people. And even do readings too as well. And I have to say I can understand why people are having trouble journaling and all that stuff because the world energy is definitely chaotic a little bit more so than normal, and sensitive people are going to have a little bit more trouble focusing during this time. And I just want to put that out there. So everybody just keep going. Have faith. Just keep going. Keep trekking.
Oh, that's awesome. And then for me, I have a special of $25 off on a psychic or mediumship reading. Just go to mediumshellysanders.com to book that reading and then use the promo code SHOW25. So you can catch me. The next show will air on Saturday, July 2nd, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you so much, Kelly, for coming on to the show. We so appreciate it. And I just want to say thank you, everyone, for being on the call. If we weren't able to get to you, call back in on the 2nd, and we'll do some more psychic and mediumship readings. So have a great day, everyone, and I'll see you on the 2nd. Bye.
Thank you.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.